Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Trends of the Earth. We will go to the trends of the earth for you, loyal Zeit Gang listener. I'm Jack O'Brien. Hey. That is DJ Daniel Goodman.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Not too much, dude. How you doing?
Let's tell the people what is a trending right
let's
now.
Let's do it.
Yes. Starbucks is trending.
Yes.
Because it's boycott Starbucks is trending. That usually means that they have put out a holiday cup that doesn't have a picture
right.
of the baby Jesus on it. Or
right. Not Christian enough.
Yeah, not Christian right. enough. I want a cross right. on my Christmas cup.
Precisely, yeah.
You jerks. But so this time, boycott Starbucks is trending because they advised their employees that they couldn't wear Black Lives Matter support on their flair on their uniforms. Is that basically what
right.
it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. No Black Lives Matter wear allowed by the employees of Starbucks.
This is a big turn for a company that to this point has been mostly the corporate equivalent of that celebrity video where everybody's like being really earnest and wrongheaded about trying to end racism, because they are, you know, they had that thing where they closed the store for a half a day to teach their employees about racism.
Right.
After two black men were arrested asked to leave. I think they were arrested, actually, for just being there and waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
And then they also had a moment where they, I think they asked their baristas to write, "Let's talk about racism" on cups, or maybe they had cups with that printed on it. I assumed that there was a anti-racism thread there, but it seems like it's more of a "we hate our baristas" thread that is connecting everything. by just putting them in the worst positions possible. But we'll see. We'll see where they go. I'm sure they will probably backtrack when they realize that
most certainly this is, they'll absolutely walk this back. Also, the cup thing we were talking about was race together.
Race together.
Race together was written on a lot of Starbucks cups. So
that was
attempt number one at solving racism. Thanks to our good friends at Starbucks.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Maybe we can all come together around the idea that Starbucks go to hell.
Amen to that.
PS5 is trending, as is a Wi-Fi router. Because that's what the new PS5, they gave us a glimpse of the PS5, and it looks like a Wi-Fi router. It's like tall and
curved. Yeah.
Has just the general body design of a Wi-Fi router.
Very much so.
What does it do? Does it route Wi-Fi?
A funny story? As a matter of fact, it does.
Oh, that's cool.
it routes Wi-Fi from your other Wi-Fi router to the PS5 itself. This is, PlayStation's entry in the next round of console wars. It's Wi-Fi router versus refrigerator. When Xbox released their console, the Xbox Series X, it's basically like a big, tall shoebox looking thing. Mm. And so people were ready for Sony to release something in kind of like a similar format. But the Wi-Fi router, a lot better. Big fan. Looks great.
Okay. Did they just release the body design of the console, or did they show you guys some games?
They did. They announced 26 different games, and while I'm excited about all of them, I'm not going to go through all of them right now. That'd be ridiculous. But Capcom released a Kojima looking game, and the one that I'm most personally excited about is the Horizon Zero Dawn sequel, Horizon 2 Forbidden West, made by French developer Guerrilla. And that one is going to be very special. Very excited about
that game.
I
thought that one was up your alley.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So the graphics are getting better. The engine is more powerful. What are we talking about here? What are the main things that you feel like going to make this worth owning?
The most noteworthy things, I think, are the new hard drive technology. They're changing to a much stronger solid state hard drive. So things that have plagued gamers in the past are things like long, long load times when games are getting, more graphically intensive. They advertised ray tracing, which is this technology that we actually talked about, I think, almost a year ago. This actually may have been on Nerdificent, but like it's just kind of older technology that's finally making its way to consoles and how we render light in games. I think everything's going to look better, run smoother, be cooler. That's basically where video games are going. It's just the graphics are getting better, things are running smoother, and things are running faster. So you're right. In terms of what it's offering, better engine, better graphics, and that's what we're looking forward to. And hopefully some very cool Sony exclusives.
Those are all my goals for this year, actually. Look better, run faster, and be smoother. Those were the three
things. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
2020 list. Statues are trending just all over the place across the whole week.
Bring them down.
Yeah. So, first of all, Andrew Cuomo. I think Andrew, it would be weird if Chris Cuomo was coming out and saying this, but Andrew Cuomo said it's not time for the Christopher Columbus statue in Columbus Circle to be taken down.
And
he would know as the most compromised person to possibly make that decision. Maybe let the people of your city decide. But there's also, I've recently been made aware by some very good people on Twitter of some truly horrendous Confederate statues that people are actually suggesting get to stay up as their better embodiment of the just completely corrupt ideology that
this,
they're
this
meant
one
to represent.
Statue this one statue I'm okay with.
So it's Nathan Bedford Forrest. It's in Nashville. It looks like if I were told to draw someone on horseback in fifth grade, and I wasn't allowed to start over when the proportions were like all wrong, and so I just had to keep
completely
going
wrong.
Because he's like stretched out in a weird way. He looks completely unhinged in a way that I would imagine wouldn't reflect positively on your ideology that you have.
Agreed.
That this person is supposed to be representing. Looks like a demon is possessing him.
Truly.
But it's a demon in the world of like Toontown and Who Framed Roger Rabbit or something, because he's
yes.
again just stretched
yes.
in a very strange way.
Yes.
Yeah, there's also some stories. There was a Washington Post article I had missed from 2017 when we were first talking about removing Confederate soldier statues that apparently somebody had kind of scammed these southern towns by being like, yeah, we're going to send you these statues of Confederate soldiers, but like they were the same exact statues that they had sold to northern towns as statues of Union soldiers. So
sick,
there's
sick.
Just like you know, this was before the only way somebody would catch you in that was if they traveled by train up the East Coast.
Right.
So I don't know. It's
a
funny.
A classic scam.
And finally, the stock market is trending. I like that just the internet at large is as stupid about the stock market as I am, because those are the words that are trending. It's not like,
right.
you know, bear market or like some insidery term. It's just like
right.
stock market. Stock market
yep.
had bad one, did bad day.
Yep.
But it was a bad day at the market, old boy. There were all these quick bounce backs in the market after the original shock of, you know, all the companies firing everyone. And,
right.
you know, these companies thought that they could just float across the pandemic on their massive piles of cash. And then these states that were trying to open back up, like Florida and Texas, are now reporting record hospitalizations. So there was just kind of this idea based on nothing other than our president's history of being able to just kind of bluff his way through failure. This idea that like, well, we'll just open back up in a couple months and things will be good because we can't afford for them not to be. And now two of our biggest states have tried opening back up, and we're seeing horrifying consequences. And, you know, it's just we were probably the worst prepared. We did the worst yeah. job of responding to this,
yep.
To this crisis, because we have the worst leadership.
Right.
And that's on us as a people, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell people. Steve Mnuchin was like, we can't go back to closing down, guys. It's like, well, what else would you
die.
Suggest?
That's yeah. what's going to happen. Everybody's going to
get
sick.
Yeah, I guess people are just going to die.
It's just, you know, sad and revealing. It's another one of those moments where the numbers were so clear. The goals were very explicit about how we would be able to handle this. And it was just, you know, people got quote unquote tired of waiting and decided that it was just okay when it's not.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Those numbers were a liberal conspiracy to try and hurt the economy.
Truly. Truly.
Yeah. Truly, truly. All right. Well, Dan, I'll thank you for joining me to tell
brother.
The people what is trending.
Thank you,
we'll be back tomorrow with a whole nother episode of the podcast, and we'll Ooh. Talk to you then. Take care of yourselves. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing. All right. Talk to you then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.